Well, welcome to a Monday Food for Thought program. It is the third Monday of the month, so it's time for our monthly MCCL update. Allison Opdahl joining us in the studio this morning.
Hello. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. And yeah, I guess this will be our final conversation for 2022. And
yes.
You have some year-end information to pass along and some other things, too.
Sure. Well, I guess maybe the first thing I would like to do is express my gratitude to the members of MCCL and then other people who have facilitated how we have shared our message through the year, like yourself. And I know Don Brinkman would always help me schedule things and he would answer questions. We've had newspapers who have joined us, you know, running the segments in their publications. We've had churches who have included the Speak Life segments in their bulletins and newsletters. We have a great executive committee. They've got a lot of passion and commitment and creativity, so it's been fun to see that unfold throughout the year. And we have a little bit of a shift in focus for the upcoming year. We want to start branching out into the community in a more maybe far-reaching way. I know that we're very, very concerned about the unborn and the need for them to have a voice, but we also realize that life in all stages is precious, and so we want to start highlighting some of those areas and opportunities we have within our own community where life is valued, treasured, and supported.
We've had a lot of guests joining us with various interviews throughout the course of the year. We've appreciated that, and they've done a great job, you know, portraying the message and passing it along to everybody. And especially within the last few weeks, we've had so many people stop by, and we've appreciated that.
We are very thankful for the opportunity, and I've been very encouraged by the variety of messages that people have shared, the things that have been laid on their hearts or just impressed on their minds. I think it's such a great forum for us to be able to reach our wider community through this radio station. And I also believe hearing from different people, different walks of life, you know, maybe their grandmas, maybe their parents, maybe whatever they are, professionals in their field, you know, helping people with different things. So it's been a great lineup, I guess.
Yeah, and sharing their own personal stories too.
Yes, and I think that's so compelling when you're speaking from your own experience and not just a story that you read somewhere or, you know, something that somebody else has shared with you. So yeah, personal stories are great.
Yeah, I know your monthly meetings sounds like they've been well attended.
They've been very well attended. We did not have our last one because of weather, but you know, that's to be expected this time of year. And we're having a break in December and we'll pick up again in January. And so we're looking forward to kind of resuming operations, so to speak.
Okay, sounds good. What else do we have?
Well, you know, I thought I would come in here and sort of wrap up the year for us and put a little bow on it, you know, and we could take that with us as we step into the new year and its opportunities. And oftentimes when I have a plan, the Holy Spirit uses that opportunity to show me that there's another plan. So I woke up this morning with a question on my mind. So I'm going to ask it to you, Tom, and then have you ask it to me. And then I'm going to go on with what I've got written here. So here's the question. Do you believe abortion kills a child? So just ask me.
Do you believe abortion kills a child?
My response might surprise you. I'm going to say no.
It does surprise me, yeah.
So here's why. Scroll up here. The word believe, used in a colloquial sense, like the common way that we often use it in conversation, means that I have accepted something in the absence of evidence. So I looked this up. You know, like when someone, like my daughter, when she comes to me and she tells me what happened with an interaction with her friend, maybe, and then she's like, well, do you believe me? Well, I want to believe everything she says because from her perspective, that's her truth, right? But as well-grounded and sensible parents, normally we understand that two sides to the situation need to be heard before you figure out what you believe. And I'm just going to say this. I do not believe abortion kills a child. I am convinced by the evidence that abortion kills a child. I am convinced that a womb's sole purpose is to harbor a child as it grows, because a woman can survive without her womb, because a child cannot. Because my mother carried me in her womb, because I am the evidence. Because I carried my daughter in my womb, because my daughter is the evidence. I am convinced that abortion kills a child because interfering with the sole function of the womb absolutely impacts the life of the one who is living in it. I am convinced by the evidence of the actions of those who unconscionably perform abortions to harvest organs, which means that tissue is organized and has intrinsic human value because they sell it for profit. Why do they damage the organ of a womb to harvest the organs of a baby? I am convinced those who perform abortions are part of a great lie. Their narrative includes wanting us to believe, wanting us to accept in the absence of evidence that they, the ones who push, perform, and profligate abortion, are the expert or the experts in whose life matters. Really? They are systematically dehumanizing babies, children. They are pushing this propaganda down the throats of those in childbearing years. Can we see the writing on the wall? 20 years from now, those who have come to believe the babies in the womb are tissue, or okay, let me rephrase that. 20 years from now, those who have come to believe the babies in the womb are tissue agenda will have no compunction about believing that people past a certain age or those with challenging disabilities or undesirable health issues have no human value. It's kind of heavy, deep stuff at, you know, 7 a.m. for me, but I just feel like it's so imperative for us to take action. It's time for us to flip the narrative. It's time for us to not just step out in belief, but to step out with our convictions, with the evidence before us. I mean, our country is murdering babies. Minnesota is murdering babies. 55% of all abortions in the state are mail-in abortion pills, like Linda Blaser said last month. those abortions are funded by taxpayer dollars. So, you know, listeners, I'm not asking you to believe in me because I'm standing on the evidence. We don't need to stand on beliefs. We need to stand on evidence. We need to speak for the value of life, whether they're in the womb, whether it's somebody who's in a nursing home, whether it's somebody who's just got challenging adult, you know, needs. Life is precious. All stages, all ages.
Well said. And the spots that you've been running, of course, we've had so many, you know, positive comments about those and the message they portray and they're very powerful.
I think they are. And I think it's powerful when there's more than one voice. And so I'm so thankful and grateful for this community and their stand for life. And we need to keep it going. We need to stand strong. We need to be loud and we need to be prayerful and mindful and compassionate all at the same time. You know, I mean, all of these things go hand in hand with valuing the lives of all of us.
Well, we'll look forward to a new year and we wish you, Allison, and your family a very happy and blessed new year. And
same to you, Tom.
And anything else you wanted to share?
I would just give you a little bit of a teaser, give our listeners a little bit of a teaser. We've got some good lineups coming up in January and February. So be on the lookout for those food for thoughts. We've lined up one a week for the month of January because that is Life Month. And then our plan going forward is to have two a month after that and just really highlight different ministries and outreaches in our community.
Sounds good. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Tom.
Okay. Allison Opdahl, our guest on Food for Thought this morning with an MCCL update. Thanks for joining us. Food for Thought here on KKCQ.